Book 1, Chapter 1 of Bradford's History of the Plymouth Settlement, 1608-1650. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by David Leeson. Bradford's History of the Plymouth Settlement by William Bradford. Rendered into Modern English by Harold Paget. Book 1, Chapter 1. Book 1, 1608-1620. First I will unfold the causes that led to the foundation of the new Plymouth settlement, and the motives of those concerned in it. In order that I may give an accurate account of the project, I must begin at the very root and rise of it, and this I shall endeavor to do in a plain style, and with singular regard to the truth, at least as near as my slender judgment can attain to it. As is well known, ever since the breaking out of the light of the gospel in England, which was the first country to be thus enlightened after the gross darkness of popery had overspread the Christian world, Satan has maintained various wars against the saints, from time to time, in different ways, sometimes by bloody death and cruel torment, at other times by imprisonment, banishment, and other wrongs, as if loath that his kingdom should be overcome, the truth prevail, and the Church of God revert to their ancient purity, and recover their primitive order, liberty, and beauty. But when he could not stifle by these means the main truths of the gospel, which began to take rooting in many places, watered by the blood of martyrs and blessed from heaven with a gracious increase, he reverted to his ancient stratagems, used of old against the first Christians. For when, in those days, the bloody and barbarous persecutions of the heathen emperors could not stop and subvert the course of the gospel, which speedily overspread the then best-known parts of the world, he began to sow errors, heresies, and discord among the clergy themselves, working upon the pride and ambition and other frailties to which all mortals, and even the saints themselves in some measure, are subject. Woeful effects followed. Not only were there bitter contentions, heart-burnings, and schisms, but Satan took advantage of them to foist in a number of vile ceremonies, with many vain canons and decrees, which have been snares to many poor and peaceable souls to this day. So, in the early days, Christians suffered as much from internal dissension as from persecution by the heathen and their emperors, true and orthodox Christians being oppressed by the Arians and their heretical accomplices. Socrates bears witness to this in his second book. His words are these: "Indeed, the violence was no less than that practiced of old towards the Christians when they were compelled to sacrifice to idols. For many endured various kinds of torment, often racking and..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?